Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, welcome on a drizzly, rainy Wednesday morning. Am I in the minority, the total minority? I love days like this. I can't tell you why. I love sunny days, but I don't like these any less. They're nice. I remember when I was growing up, it seemed like we had them more frequently. But I'll take what we can get as we begin another day, a special day, but I'll save that for later on. Stay tuned to our last segment. And, Laurie, you'll remind me, won't you?
Of course.
Because of my failing memory.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say anything right now. I'll just say stick around for segment four. And there were a lot of interesting conundrums, so to speak, that developed. Where you can't figure out where right meets left, if it indeed does. I'm referring to the Ronnie Jackson, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson's new position and the fact that he's meeting so much resistance to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I don't know Ronnie Jackson. I don't know anything about him, so I can't come on here and take one position or the other. You're getting a lot of kickback on his behavior, his drinking and him prescribing drugs like candy. I don't know whether any of that's true, so I can't comment on it, but I do want to make the comment when I said, oh, it's a conundrum. Here you've got Barack Obama, none other than Barry Hussein Obama, who steps right up in a tremendous defense of Ronnie Jackson, and Trump had nothing less than sterling words about Ronnie Jackson. And now the nominating process is going through. And I'd say, well, another partisan issue. Maybe it's partisan now because it's Trump's guy. And when it was Obama's guy, it really didn't matter. He could have put in any, could have put in Lucifer. I don't know. It just seems strange to me that all of a sudden this highly praised doctor. Most of us have memories of his recent press conference giving a report on Trump's health and the fact that he may or may not be sabotaged. So I don't have any information on that except to say, let me just give you an example. He made a statement. You know, sometimes you go to the doctor, you can say, boy, I'll tell you, you look great, you live forever. You know, people make that statement. If a doctor says that to you, please don't take it literally. Please. I remember going, let's leave me out of this equation. I was going to talk about all this superfluous praise by a doctor. But this is part of what they can do without lying. You know, they can praise you for what you can do, what your capabilities are. It's amazing. I've very seldom seen people like this. It's a lot tougher to come in and to tell someone they've got 6 months to live. So there is an emotional component without lying. He has this press conference introducing him months ago, and Dr. Ronnie Jackson gets on and talks about the perfect health Trump is in and he could live to 200. And all of a sudden, the press has picked that up. What a butt kisser he is. Who in heaven's name could even imagine for 1 second that Ronnie Jackson was saying this literally? And yet, boy, the left is buying into this. The fact that he's a lousy doctor, he prescribes drugs in excess, he's a tough person to work with. I don't know what the truth is, but I look at it from the point, doesn't matter who the person is, it's what the politics are. And the politics here are horrific. Trump made the statement that, you know, and I think it was sincere when he said that if Ronnie Jackson wants to pull out of the position, he can. I don't believe that that's what Trump was saying, literally, that he was supporting that. He says, why should a person who's not a public politician go through what he's going to have to go through? I mean, they'll open up everything. And is it worth it? And I'll talk about the expense and the cost of whether it's worth it. I don't know what Trump weighs, but boy, I'll tell you, the guy looks heavier and heavier. He looks to me, considering his height of 6 feet three, to be well over 240, two, maybe 245. I don't know. I am not a doctor, although I played one on radio. Seriously. Yeah, but I've done it ethically, by the way, when I say I've played one. And the man is overweight. So maybe Ronnie Jackson says, yeah, I could lose a few pounds. Could lose 25 pounds. So you get an exaggeration here, an exaggeration there. And before you know it, what you've got is you've got someone in the press who has spread the word. The word gets picked up because all of these people are nothing but butt kissers. They pick up the same line and they continue with it. They just continue with it. And it's all of a sudden a reflection on his ability. They're doing their best to kill Trump, but they're digging deep. You know, it's like removing a tree. They're digging under to get to the roots underneath it, and they're going after everybody. And I want to tell you that the consequences of going after everybody, I thank goodness that I'm not in one of these legal positions. I've only been, quite honestly, in business in one of these positions where I wrote a contract. My best friend is a lawyer, and I said, I think I'll just change this. I know he's so busy. And I reread it, and it was ambiguous, and I live by the contract. And the contract, as the way I wrote it, stipulated that I fulfilled my agreement 100%. First of all, I, like anybody else, I mean, I'm not here for confession. I wouldn't be telling the story if it weren't true. But I had to go to New York because the product was not successful. I don't want to get into the whole story. I had to take a chance, and I went before two very tough New York lawyers. And I have to tell you, it was a tremendous feeling of uneasiness. Until I realized and I said to myself, hey, you idiot, this is another business deal. And I negotiated a settlement, which I thought was great, because even the person suing knew he didn't have a case. But what happens if you go before a predisposed, and I knew it back then, liberal judge who could see it another way? And it was a matter, do I take the risk or not? Might have been a 10 or 15% chance he would have ruled against me. I didn't want to take the chance. And that, in and of itself, results in a lot of settlements. Never had another problem since. I've never had another contract that I've written that I haven't turned over to my dear lawyer friend. But these people right now who are caught up in the business of politics are facing bankruptcy. People who have big names. I mean, some deserve it, like Harvey Weinstein. You know where he's going to end up, don't you? He'll never be able to even count the legal bills. Somehow, because of connections and maybe money in a Swiss bank or something, I don't think he'll be living in any welfare location. But, Harvey Weinstein, I'd love to see lose everything. Then there are innocent people who get dragged in on cases that they should be exonerated before the case begins. And then we give liberties and tenure to people like Robert Mueller, people like James Comey, who's been responsible, and that group, that gang of henchmen and thugs and racketeers. And once they point a finger and say, we're going to subpoena you unless you come in, you had better start thinking about what your assets are. Because you're not likely to get help from a lot of people, I can tell you that. And I know this from cases of people who have been sued and how they've been stripped of everything. And in many of those cases, illegitimately. Let's take a look at one of these cases when we come back. I just want to give you an idea. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
How is that for a song on, as I teased the last segment for our final day together? How's that?
That was touching. Wonderful. I thought you were going to sing to me like you usually do.
Oh, no. I really can't do that, especially since it appears that I finally got my voice back or getting it back after 3 weeks. I have to save it.
Understood.
I have to save it for my wife.
Understood.
So stay tuned for segment four, as I've just dropped a rather apparent hint of what it's going to entail. But back to really bad news for people who get involved, because it's like an IRS audit. You get audited. They don't find anything wrong. I've been audited twice. They didn't find anything wrong. I had to pay my CPA to go in and defend. Never, ever, 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 ever go and try to negotiate with the IRS on your own. I don't care if it's an open and shut case. Don't ever do it. Just advice from so many people I know. So I just turned it over to my CPA at the time, and he got it resolved. But it cost me for his fees, for the time, for the work I had to do. You can't win because you don't get reimbursed. I think there was a recent recall on, I don't know whether it was BMW or Lexus or something. It was a massive recall, and they reach out to you. They're taking your car back, I think, and giving you a replacement, and you don't have to pay for that. And that's where federal regulations really work. They don't work very often, but they work there, because you can't have this whole corrupt world. Yes, corrupt world. Just go crazy and do whatever they want. We have enough of it now. The far left can do whatever it damn well pleases. And here's what I'm talking about. When you get caught up, I look at Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, and whether you know, do you have any sympathy for him? And the word coming out from negative sources that Trump dumped all over him and this or that. I mean, anything that's bad is ascribed to Donald Trump. You got people like that whom you know. It doesn't make any difference what the argument is, what the case is. Trump just could save the world, and then they'll come on and find a way to criticize it. They can't help it. It's truly, and with no sense of humor or parroting anybody else, it is 100% truly a mental disorder. It's amazing to me. So you've got these people who are now being called in to testify by the House Intelligence Committee. I want to give you one example. It's a name you may not be well acquainted with, but the reason I want to use this name is because it will just demonstrate how far down it reaches. And not that this individual is someone of low profile. He's well known in congressional circles and in politics in Washington. But I mean, I doubt if I mentioned his name to the average person on the street, they wouldn't know who Michael Caputo was. He's a former Trump advisor, and he got swept up in this whole nothing Russiagate. How about all the people that Mueller and Comey and these other miserable SOBs have dragged into this Russiagate, knowing it was a pretense for something on the level? Well, Caputo got dragged in and made his case. Let me begin by saying, and going right to the end of the story, as my wife would say, just get to it, and then you can tell the story. You know, it's like saying, I've got news for you. And then you tell a story for 10 minutes, and the other person's waiting to see if it's good or bad news. I understand. See, I'm a very reasonable person, extremely reasonable. I wish everybody else were, but they're not. So Washington goes right into this. And witnesses are being called before congressional oversight panels. Mueller and his crew of thugs and gangsters are calling in people who have to pay bills that, in many cases, far exceed their net worth. Now, I've looked at these cases, and I didn't keep a log of these, but some of these people, I mean, are incredibly wealthy, and they can lose everything. Let me give you an example of someone who should. I did already, but I want to repeat. There aren't many in the category of Weinstein, but he's gonna lose everything. There's no way he can turn. No, there's nothing he can do for anybody. You see, when you're in a position, you can do something for someone, and then maybe we can, you know, maybe we can do a little something. Why don't you testify on our behalf? Why don't you testify against the defendant that we're looking to bring in? But what if there isn't any? If I want to save my you-know-what, and I'm thinking about my family, extended family, and am I going to end up in jail for something I didn't do, and am I going to go broke, or am I going to have to? It depends on the case. I mean, you know, if it's a stolen car, it's one thing. If it's a federal crime, I don't want to be in a position where I have to make a decision like this. I'm talking about the people who haven't done a damn thing. And they're not even suspected of wrongdoing. And how many of them have gone to prison and are still in prison. The expenses are crippling. Did you ever get an inexpensive lawyer? Or is that an oxymoron? Now you turn to the people in Congress like Obamacare, and here's where I always check off a footnote. You know, certain things stick out. I've more and more and more begun to like Rand Paul. I know the things about him I don't like. I think he discriminates against Israel and the Jews. You can't find the perfect person, and I'm just using that as an excuse. Notice I put in, I think, there's evidence in the past. I haven't seen any evidence in the present. But more and more what he does and says, I have tremendous respect for. Rand Paul was never in my higher echelon. He is now. And you know what? On top of this, the guy is brilliant. He's brilliant. He's not a fake. And I immediately respect someone of brilliance. But who gets, quote, screwed and who doesn't? It's a sad testimony, and it further supports my statement that, you know what the biggest problem is everywhere? Corruption. We're coming back right after a break. I can't believe how fast this hour is going. Oh, Laurie, I already miss you.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
I don't know what it is about that. I know a little about what it is, but that song by Hermits is oh my God, I just love it. I get swept away on it. On what will be, what is an emotional day and mixed happiness and sadness. Don't worry, no other, as far as I know, no other national celebrities or people of note have died today. But we're going to say goodbye to Laurie in our last segment here. She's been, well, let me save it for the last segment, okay? It's been great. It's just great. So I'm talking about all these legal bills that are that hit all these people. And Michael Caputo, his bills are enormous. He's not suspected of any wrongdoing. And his expenses are crippling. And you go to Congress and any one of these, well, they're not all, you know, they're not, I hate Congress so much. I have to be realistic here and say so many of these people, doesn't matter what their resources are. Most of them are millionaires. I mean, I've looked at a list of most of them are millionaires. Because if you got half a brain and you get into Congress and between speaking engagements and you can manipulate. I mean, I'm not trying to sound arrogant. $1 million today is not it's not a lot. And I know what the statistics are and the number of people who haven't got 6 month savings. So don't misunderstand me. The gap is huge. But $1 million today, it's a net worth, not a lot of money. I think it's 1 in 9 people are millionaires. I mean, that's really substantial when you think almost 1 in 10 people in this country are better than 1 in 10, 1 in 9 have a net worth of $1 million or more. It just says it's special, it's wonderful, and it ain't enough, folks. So these members of Congress, it doesn't matter what the bills are. If the government runs out of money to pay them, they can get the Treasury to print more. I mean, it's a dirty, rotten, ugly game. I want deserving people in this country who haven't committed any crimes at all, deserving to be the beneficiaries of what this system is supposed to provide. Michael Caputo is the antithesis of this. This is an embodiment of the ugliness of how it works. Before Hillary Clinton and all those thugs with her developed this revenge strategy on just going after everyone who supported Trump, I'm not sure it was ever this bad. Long-standing clients have stepped away from people who are, quote, involved, let's say with Russiagate, since it's the hot issue, and they have further lost a lot of their net worth. And then you get the filing revenues and the family being tortured. I know what it's like for a little thing. And an IRS contacted me and I said, oh, my God, the IRS. What did I do? I did nothing. The result of the inquiry is they lowered at the time my car and what I could take as a deductible for business expense. They lowered it 10%. Cost me a lot of money for that. But the IRS won't reimburse you. And families get absolutely ruined. Let's take a look at some of the Russiagate witnesses whose families are inundated by expenses that they never asked for. The bills are adding up. It never ends. Caputo is only 56 years old. Scooter Libby, I don't know, he's 65 now, I think. His life is ruined. And I could go on and on and on. Scooter Libby should have never been subjected to that. Dick Cheney is not one of my favorite people. I'll leave it at that. Highly responsible for this. Any president, Obama, Bush, Clinton, they can't be responsible for everything that does happen. Although I'm happy to say that Trump apparently is moving forward and commuting the sentences or issuing pardons for a lot of people who have really done no wrong. I didn't say Bush. If I did, I meant Trump. Maybe I said Trump. The Clinton administration, anybody that they could use to gain profit and nail to the wall, they did. And they've been, and you look at Caputo when this Russian thing started. I'm not going to go into Caputo's background or history. He hasn't dealt with Russia for more than a decade. And I'm not going to go through the details of what he's dealing with because I got scores of stories here. You think the Mueller investigation centers on those people who may be legitimate suspects in this crime? No. You know why? Because they're going after people. They're going after people who haven't committed a crime. Well, there's no evidence of it. Everything you're seeing right now, everything, is in the issue, in the realm of political revenge. And then you get people on the other side. You know, you talk about good people. Jeff Sessions, I loved. Jeff Sessions has turned into a mouse. I'm not even sure he doesn't suffer dementia. I don't know why. But he's decided against recusing himself from the investigation into Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. He won't go after Hillary Clinton. He won't go after Mueller, any of these people. Because he's responsible, along with Rod Rosenstein, for having Mueller in there. But he's not doing any of the main. Yeah, he's doing stuff in sanctuary cities. Yeah, he's doing good stuff. He's not doing the big things. The big things that could legitimately bail Trump out with him showing partisanship. Now, he hasn't recused himself from Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. How is this possible? My conclusion, and it's my own personal opinion, is that somehow Clinton, Mueller, Obama, the whole gang, I have to put them under one umbrella, they know something about Sessions. Like they know something about John Roberts. Now, I'm not making a claim that that's the case. I am telling you as an opinionated, this is an opinionated show, and that is my opinion. It's a travesty. We're taking the United States Constitution, turning it upside down. We've got a race going on to see how fast that the Democrats can usurp the Constitution of the United States, not only Amendments 1 and 2, but 14 and all the rest. because if they don't do it and they lose the 2018 midterm elections, they'll only have a slight chance. They should have no chance. But who's running the game? It's not the gutless Republicans. And I hope when the elections come, when these elections come, you're going to see maybe a massive uproar, maybe not. I don't know, because right now it's a game. The game is, what can I do to get you all to love me so you'll vote for me, you'll vote for my party? It's a game of lobbying, and it's a game of hard work. And I know November sounds a long way away, but it isn't. It's right around the corner. And I, for one, very worried about it. Do stick around for our last segment. You don't want to miss it. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
You know, I listened to that endorsement and testimonial from Alan Dershowitz, and he's given it to me two or three times in two or three interviews. And I think out of all of them, I kind of treasure that the most because I know it's sincere, and he and I disagree on just about everything. He's a man who has his own positions, and he sticks to them. And for that, I absolutely commend him. He's not one of those guys who's fully you-know-what. So thank you, Alan. And thank you, Laurie Bono, for the wonderful, you say 4 years. I can't believe it's 4 years that we have been working together here, and this is our last day together. So I want you to take some time. I just first want to introduce Laurie by saying she's been a remarkable foundation of support for me, for this show, for this network for 4 years. And if anybody could pour out more than they have in their own heart, Laurie has done it. She has not. There's nothing more she could give to anybody than she's given to what she does here. And as I've said many times on this show, a lot of times, it goes unnoticed. And I don't expect people on who are listening to a show and happen to like the show and say, "Oh my God, what a wonderful job the producer's doing." That's not what it's about. And yet, it's an equal job, and we have shared it. And I will begin tomorrow. Missing Laurie and thanking her for an amazing 4 years. Laurie, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I know you have some things to say.
Yes, thank you, Stu. I know I've been fortunate to work with you and for you, producing your show. Yeah, it's been almost 4 years, and it's really been an honor. Everyone here at Money Matters Radio and has been amazing. This is just I'm going on to a different opportunity. Otherwise, I would not be leaving because I absolutely love it here. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss working on both of my shows in the morning. But you have competent producers behind me, and we have a wonderful relationship, and I know that we are going to stay in touch. Obviously, it changes when you're not on a day-to-day basis. However, I know that the relationship that we have built, it will not change.
I haven't been too tough on you, have I?
You've been amazing. You know, you drive me crazy in a good way. I keep you in line a little bit, which is not an easy task, but I totally enjoy it, and I've been blessed. Started out my radio journey very late in life, and I was given an opportunity here at Money Matters for a fill-in job that turned into a regular job that I've been very grateful for, so thank you, Stu.
Well, you will be successful. There are certain people that possess components and characteristics and traits where you can look at them. I mean, this is a stupid thing to say. We went out for dinner to Newport on Sunday, and it was a great young guy as a waiter named Ruben in a restaurant called Ash and Fire in Newburyport. And, I mean, I just grabbed him aside, young guy, and I said to him, Ruben, you have can't miss. You have a can't-miss label. You're going to be a huge success. I say the same thing to Laurie because there are many, many industries and many people who are looking for those who are devoted to what they do, and I don't care. Laurie's involved in a lot of enterprises. I'm going to let her speak on what she wants to say. I don't want to divulge her information, but she excels at every single one of them, and wherever she goes, everybody wants her to stay on permanently. I don't know if you want to indulge a little and talk about what you're going to be doing, but take the airways.
Sure. I'm actually going to be working for, going on full time for Boston Coach, working as an event coordinator, kind of getting myself back into a regular day-to-day life. I've been working a lot of nights and mornings and weekends and trying to find some normalcy and get back into a routine. Really excited to work with them. They're a great company. I think I can use my talent. Listen, I treat every job that I do as equally important, no matter what it is and what I'm doing. It's just a good work ethic. I was raised that way. I have a great family. We all have great work ethic. So I give everything 100%. And but I've also been blessed with everything I've been given. So, you know, you can go get something, but someone has to give you the opportunity. And grateful for all the opportunities I have. This came up at a really good time in my life and opportunity I couldn't pass up. Like I said, I would never be leaving here because I absolutely love this place. Susan and Barry Armstrong are just amazing people. And Tucker Silva, who is my boss here, is just, you know how wonderful Tuck is. He's just someone that I've been blessed to work for.
It's either my wife or Tuck.
Your wife's amazing, too, because she puts up with you. Now, you know, she's got a big task now because I'm no longer around. She's got to take it all on again.
Well, she's not
going to do
my shows.
No. Honestly, Stu, you know how I feel about you. And
well, you know, Laurie, I think about some of the days. I mean, I think about a lot of the days. And when someone actually works with someone day in and day out, I think of the days, and I know what your private life is like and how hectic it is and your responsibilities with your daughters and your family. And you've got so many things going. I couldn't even begin to juggle what you have. And I think of those borderline days of heavy snow or sleet and ice, and you had to drive in through just awful traffic, and you would come in here. And honestly, you know, you do a lot of other things, but there were days you just came in here for me. And I know it was not a financial win for you, but you did it because you felt that was the obligation for the job. And that's what you're going to bring to Boston Coach and wherever else you go. I mean, if I were had a business as I've had in the past, my goodness, I can tell you I'd reach out and hire you, and you wouldn't even have to worry about negotiation on money. But it's more than money you're going to bring. You're going to be an asset that they're going to love. And I just can't wish you enough success, but I know you're going to have it. I feel the same way. Well, a little better about you than I do about Ruben, because I just met him. He was a waiter.
You got a good feeling, though. Sometimes you have good intuition on people, you know?
Yeah. Love you, Ruben, if you're listening. I'll leave the last. You're on the clock, and you don't like it when I go past the clock.
Well, no,
so
I'll just
over 10
listen.
Seconds. What,
I just
what
shut
do I
you
say?
Down. It's all good.
I don't care.
I'm going to go to the end with you now. So
go to the end and take this, so you know you can get an out cue when you want it to be. What do you want to say in the closing?
I just want to say thank you so much to everybody here at Money Matters, Stu. It's been a pleasure. All the listeners, I hope they've enjoyed the shows. I definitely try to do my best on the back end of it. I know, like, people don't know about that, but making sure you're on cue and you close out the show on cue is a little task time to time. But thank you again, Stu. I really appreciate everything.
Well, I truly love you, and I will tell you that everybody will miss you here. And I will make sure that this relationship continues. You know, we can do just one suggestion before we close out. Why don't I set up in studio? I'll have you as a fake producer. You'll be on the phone and we'll pretend we're doing radio.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
God bless you, Laurie. Good
Thanks,
luck
Stu.
To you. Thank everyone for listening. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. We'll be right back.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.